people at table two want to know what's in the veggie burger?
No, they don't.
Yeah, that's fine. They wanted refills, so I'm probably not going to go back there anyway.
Where's Max? This plate has been here so long, the salmon is turning into salmonella.
She took a break with the new dishwasher. Max, I thought you slipped out the back.
He did for a minute, but it popped him back in.
This just in? Work is so much more fun when you're sleeping with a coworker.
Max, that was good. It was five Hail Marys good. I think we made these dishes dirtier.
Max, he's cute, but how can you even stay hard with that accent?
Come here, Max. I want to hump you a wee bit.
What can I say? I've always had a thing for the guy on the box of Lucky Charms.
Only 200,000 more steps before I get a bit more fit for my wedding.
That's impressive. I couldn't even make it through 12 steps.
Hey, Max, how's my maid of honor? Hey, Caroline, how's my run-of-the-mill wedding guest?
I'm doing great. Did that sound convincing? Because I've been practicing it in the bathroom mirror for an hour every morning.
I know. I've got to stop sitting on the toilet while you do that.
And Max, let's talk bridesmaid dresses.
Oh, I don't care. I'll wear anything. I wore a Greyhound bus driver's uniform to my prom. I was coming straight from work.
Well, I have decided to wear Grandma Kaczynski's wedding gown. Yeah, all of the women in my family wore it. Everyone except Aunt Sveti and Letty, because, well, they're attached at the abdomen.
There she is, the hot sauce for my huevos mancheros. Hey, Sophie, baby, I got you what you want.
Oleg, no one wants hepatitis.
It's official. Our wedding's gonna be in the Times.
Oleg! How are you gonna be in the Times? The Times tends to be picky, and you tend to be more picky your nose.
You know, my second wedding made the Times, because my first wife showed up and shot me in the leg.
That's Blanca, my sister. She's my other bridesmaid. Yeah, we're not that close, but I feel bad for her, because she's one of those adults with freckles.
Max, you're gonna be in the Times. In the Times, wearing God knows what Sophie will pick. I mean, she has a drawer full of diamond tiaras for the gym.
Hello, what are you two talking about? Deciding which tables to ignore?
We're talking about Sophie's taste.
Oh, bitch, please. Come on. My morning fiber cookie has better taste than Sophie.
Girls, Blanca's out. She has an attitude and freckles. Yeah, I mean, that's too far. So, Caroline, congratulations! You're my new bridesmaid!
Bridesmaid's dress that I like, but the only way we can afford it is if I sell you to that Armenian guy on Craigslist.
No way. I get sick of hummus after four bites.
Max, we have to take charge of this, because whatever dress Sophie picks is like a Tyler Perry movie. I don't have to see it to know it's gonna be awful. We'll find something classy and beautiful and just shove it down her throat.
Who's shoving what down whom? And if you don't have a story, I do.
and I got roped into being bridesmaids.
Stop. You had me at rope. You lost me at bridesmaids.
I'll be at the hostess stand looking at dresses and silently wishing for an asteroid to wipe us off the planet.
If wishes made things happen, we'd be in the middle of the zombie apocalypse right now.
Hey, girls. My dress just arrived from Poland, and I'm busting for you to see it. See it while I eat one of your $14 puddings.
Sophie, I've been looking at color choices, and how would you feel about us in a nude?
Max could go nude, but you don't have the rack to pull it off. Does anyone have a knife?
Max, why do you have a switchblade to work in a dessert bar?
My mother always told me to carry protection.
Wait till you see Grandma Kaczynski's dress. They don't make them like they used to. You know, forced gypsy labor is illegal now. Here we go.
Sophie? Was your grandma the crypt keeper?
What's going on out here? What's all that white powder in the air? I'm trying to run a restaurant, not an 80s disco.
Oh, put a sock in it. I'm buying one of your friggin' overpriced puddings.
I'd get mad, but I'm mildly attracted to you right now.
Just mildly? I mean, now I'm getting mad.
Sorry, wedding drama. Her dress just fell completely to pieces, like I'm assuming I'll be doing in the near future.
Whatever you need, bridal, go to Rosenfeld's in Brooklyn. That's where I got my dress when I was broken straight.
So you weren't always into women?
Of course I was. Except those 3 years in Scientology.
Well, it looks like the three of us are going to go dress shopping now. Yeah. And you know, I gotta go wash my hands, because they're covered in old lady DNA.
Well, that's that. Shopping with Sophie is like when I worked in a Thai massage parlor. We are going down.
Not if we go before Sophie and hide every ugly bridesmaid's dress that Sophie would like. If she can't see them, she can't make us wear them.
How did you come up with that so fast?
It's the same plan I used in 2010 when I was a bridesmaid for Chelsea Clinton. Bad dress, and then her father followed me into the coat room. Oh, wow. Look at this place. It reminds me of that movie.
Bridesmaids?
No, Nightmare on Elm Street.
I don't know what you're worried about, Caroline. Oh, I think they're all quite lovely.
Nash, please. You're a poor person from Ireland. I'll ask your opinion when I need to know where to go to get free leg braces.
You're right, Max. She can be a real bee sometimes.
Well, I'm sorry, but I don't even know why he's here.
Bonin O'Brien here. Is gonna distract the sales lady while we hide the ugly dresses.
Hello, ladies.
Same plan.
Who's the lucky bride? Or should I say, who's a lucky cradle robber? Don't mind me. It's just my crazy sense of humor. Oh, the ladies here love it. They call me Crazy Carl. Did you hear what Crazy Carl said? They just love it.
This is Max, and he isn't the groom.
No, no, no. He's single and gay. Yes, so gay he got kicked out of One Direction. Why don't you two walk off somewhere and share poignant coming out stories? Go.
But Max...
You heard the woman go.
Can do. Ladies, look around. We'll be back. In about a month. Tahiti, anyone? Crazy Carl. The ladies love it.
Bridesmaids' dresses should be called what they are. Really expensive donations to Goodwill.
Is this one bad?
No, that's a Vera Wang. But this is a very wrong. Hide it. Ooh. identical twin.
Oh, I didn't know hazmat suits came with feathers.
Oh my God. This is the worst thing I've ever seen. And I've seen a prostitute change her tampon on the sidewalk.
Who do you call it a prostitute?
This we've got to hide. I can't get this dress off.
Just tell her you work at Google and you're thinking of settling down.
Lift it up, lift it up. Dump it back there.
Stop! You put Butterscotch Betty down.
We were just looking for a price tag.
I know what's going on here. You're hiding the good dresses to make sure no one else can get them at our annual half-off sale tomorrow.
Yeah, that's what we're doing. We're hiding the good dresses.
In fact, I just caught another sneaky Sue.
I'm Sophie. Oh, wow. Oh, look at the color.
That's not color, that's radiation.
That dress is a one of a kind.
Meaning there's only one?
No, we have two.
And I have two bridesmaids. I love it when life works out perfect like this.
Look at this place. There are more desperate women crammed in here than the splash zone at a Kenny Chesney concert.
I know, it's like Black Friday at Walmart. And like Black Friday, hopefully someone will trample me. Thanks to those dresses, my life is over. Max, did you hear me? My life is over.
You said that when the Chinese food place forgot the duck sauce.
I'm sorry, but I had a whole other scenario planned for my return to the Times. Entrepreneur rises from the ashes. Now I'm just gonna be in the Times looking like a stupid ash.
Shoo, girl, just push on through.
I'm pushing, girl, I am pushing.
Excuse us.
Just go, girl. I don't want anybody else to get those two yellow dresses.
Max, did you hear that? Someone has worse taste than Sophie. Let them through. Now we just have to hang back here and let them get to those dresses first. Yay, my life is good again.
Max Cannon, up here!
What was that, like a second?
I saved your space up front. Come on!
Well, it's over. As soon as they cut that ribbon, Sophie's gonna Marshawn Lynch everyone who gets in the way of us in those dresses.
There's only one way out of this, and you called it earlier. You have to let them trample you.
I'm serious.
I'm not about to be trampled on purpose.
See if you still feel that way after I say these next few words. Pictured from left, Caroline Channing.
Try to fend off any heels you see heading for my eyes.
Attention, ladies. As you see, I have the big scissors, which can only mean it's time to trim some nose hairs.
That Carl is crazy.
Annual bridal sale is now...
Max, hold my hand.
Open! Ladies, one at a time. Oh!
Well, I may be limping down the aisle, but at least I won't be limping in something Swiffer might sell to dust off ceiling fans.
Oh my God, girl, here she come. My girl Rhonda had that dress first.
Oh, your girl's gonna have to pry it out of my cold, dead hands. Hey, Max Caroline, pry it on!
Follow me to the changing room.
Maybe it's not that bad. but no one's taken out whoever made these?
I know. I feel like Tweety Bird is gonna sue us for copyright infringement. I feel like we should have giant toilet paper rolls under here. Well, maybe we'll like these better when we're out of this bright light. Max, we are the bright light.
Ladies, you forgot the matching hats.
There's more?
Oh, if anyone finds a Xanax, it's mine. It's knocked out of my hand by two women duking it out over a chintz mermaid dress.
Oh, now it looks good. There's Xanax on the loose and I'm just standing here? At least if I was high, I'd have an excuse to be wearing this. Here, Pilly Pilly. Here, Pilly Pilly Pilly.
Girl, for real? You look like straight up crap in that dress.
For real? You white girls can't pull that color off. That's a waste of popping lemon yellow.
Hey, no, I am way too white for this.
She's also too white to say turnt up all the time, but that hasn't stopped her.
This dress was not my choice. I hate everything about it. This is a disaster. This is dress-ageddon.
Yeah, but in a good way.
You two don't want to wear the dresses? You don't have to.
But I thought you wanted us to match the balloons and the ducks.
She said we don't have to wear the dress. Don't question her. That's like questioning a prison guard when he says you're free to go.
Sophie, are you sure you don't care?
Oh, yeah, sure. They're all yours, Destiny's Child.
Of ugly junk.
Reminds me of this bartender Pete I used to date. Come to think of it, that made me gag too.
Okay, done. Listen, crying in a woman's dressing room? Whoever it is, girl, big butts are in! That's Sophie's cry! I know, because I hear it through the vent when she watches Nashville. Sophie?
No.
Are you okay?
It's not me, but I'm okay.
Sophie, why are you crying?
When I heard what you said about the dresses, it's just... It's almost kind of like you think I have bad taste or something.
No! Caroline thinks you have great taste.
Well, she does? Well, then she should say so. Now!
Well, Sophie, I think you have your own unique style.
And I think that I didn't hear the words great or taste.
Sophie, what do you even care what I think?
Just say it!
Sophie, I think you have great taste.
You do?
Took them.
What?
Well, at least we don't have to wear those ugly yellow bridesmaids' dresses at the wedding.
Yep, now you only have to wear ugly yellow dresses here every night.
This is the best thing that's happened to me since I realized that weird mole on my arm was just a grape nut and not cancer.
Girls, great news.
You stuffed Han in the microwave and you're ready to hit power?
Come on, we've tried. You know he doesn't fit.
The one thing he's too big for.
No, I got Ilya Jorbich to be our wedding photographer. He's the best photographer at the Warsaw Times. Well, he's the only one who still has both arms.
Wait, it's the Warsaw Times? All this time I've been thinking it was the New York Times.
New York Times? This is much more exclusive. You can only get it in two places. Poland and the deli in New Jersey that sells missiles.
This is amazing. My comeback in the New York Times has been preserved. Max, I'm gonna go ahead and smile. My life is good again.
Don't smile yet, because Sophie told me that because you said she has such great taste, she's designing our dresses herself.
What was that, like a second?
Yep. You just went from the best of times to the Warsaw Times.